Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Jacqueline, how was your week off?
J'accuse. My week off was delightful. We went to a town to which there was very little internet and very little cell phone reception. And so it was a forced retreat into the world that was not planned quite this much, right?
Wait, Solvang doesn't have cell phone reception?
Very little. And the internet at this very fancy hotel was shitty.
Okay.
And so I couldn't, it was hard to do things, and it was really for the best because I read a lot of comic books. I walked around a town that is approximately 6 blocks square for 5 days. Let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We left on Saturday. So for 4 full days.
Nice.
We walked around 6 blocks and we bought some crap. We bought some Christmas jingle jangle.
Is it all Christmassy?
Yep. Oh my God. It was so Christmassy. And
my son up there.
Oh my God. So in this hotel, which was called The Cork, and as Andy pointed out, they're leaving money on the table, not serving a cork madame or a cork monsieur. Which is a croque madame and a croque monsieur is a sandwich, a French, there's cheese, whatever.
That's not my, is not being left on that. Yeah. You even know what you're saying.
Amen. Okay. And he brought several games that he had gotten as gifts from what he calls the shelf of shame that he's never played. And he brought hundreds of comic books. I am literally 40 comic books behind him. Wow. And I read a dozen. And then he added 6 more to my pile. Anyway, so we played several board games. We read a lot of comic books. We walked around a lot. And we ate at various different Danish-themed restaurants. Right. Until finally we could eat no more Danish and we had ramen. They had one ramen restaurant that was open for 3 hours every day.
Wow.
Had 8 tables. You had to sit outdoors.
Okay.
And there was also a tiki bar that served no food. We looked inside it. There were 4 tables and it was open for 3 hours each night. And there was a pho place that was open for 3 hours each night. Everything else, the town closed down at 6. Everybody was in their 60s and 70s. It was, and so the TV was mediocre as well. And so we had a lovely, I read books. We didn't do anything.
That's nice.
It was real nice.
Barcelona also closes down at dinner time and then reopens when you want to go to sleep. It's very interesting to not have food at your fingertips 24/7.
Right. It is not the 7-Eleven of Japan. And, I dragged him to the Indian casino cause that is 24 hours and it was about 4.5 minutes away.
Oh, all right.
And, he's game designer, right? So he doesn't gamble. He doesn't play slot. He was just fascinated. He just kind of was like looking. He's like, why are these people here? It's the middle of the, I was like, yes, they have a problem. They're here with their retirement money for 8 to 12 hours a day. And it is a fitting end to their creepy fucking lives. Anyway, no, I did not say that. But
it's so sad though. Somebody worked really hard for that money and it's probably not them. Like it's probably either a spouse or a parent or somebody
but they're not leaving it to their kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that seems more like just a direct hostile act of having fun to piss off your kids as opposed to the addiction of just sitting in front of a slot machine.
Well, and they want to win. And, but what I like to do, not a lot, because I could see it becoming a problem, is I like to play blackjack. Okay. Well, Andy knows the idea of blackjack. And so what I like to do is to take $40 or $100 and light it on fire and say to myself, this is me having a good time, sitting at a table with career crazies. And we all know how to play blackjack, or we don't. And then I move to a different table. And Andy was fascinated by the game design of the fact that there is no direct blackjack anymore. That you play blackjack, but then there's always these side bets where it's lucky if you're top two and the dealer's top card all equal 19, or if they're all sevens, or if they're all, or it's a 7, 8, 9, it's a small straight or something. Then you get, and you can bet tiny.
It's like the stock market. Like there's like puts and margins. I don't even know the word. I don't know the definitions of the words I just said. I know there are people betting against this, against a stock, for a stock, betting it's going to hit a certain number. And it's there's different types of terms for this.
Turned blackjack into craps is what they've done. They've made it much more complicated. And I just want to sit next to an old guy, literally smoking a cigarette.
Wow.
Because it's an Indian casino. And it's the only other revenge they've got.
Can I ask, is it still being called an Indian casino? It's not like a native, they're still using.
They're all called Indian casinos.
Okay.
I've thought about it because remember I used to do that joke I did on Conan about
Indian casinos.
Yeah. And I got a little bit of blowback when I posted it one time a couple of years ago about calling it an Indian casino. And I was like, because I called it an Indian casino and then I called the people who ran it Native Americans, and the food that was not being served as Native American, because Andy said that it was sad that there weren't Native American restaurants. That was the premise of funny joke. Anyway, good stuff. See my published works. You're doing great. Instagram Reels, by the way, is sending me money these days. Wow. Three months of me sending those. You got to opt in for bonuses.
What do you mean opt in for bonuses?
If you go to, if you might see a thing on your Instagram that says professional dashboard.
Okay.
I'm not verified. So it doesn't have anything to do with that. You go to like your main page. Yeah. Professional dashboard.
Okay.
And on professional dashboard, there is, your tools, add tools and bonuses. Bonuses. I do have a green check mark next to eligible. And then underneath that, if you go back to where bonuses are, you can also go to monetization, which is new. And you can, there's a whole bunch of different things you can do. We can talk about it, but.
Is it enough? Post a number.
Sure. I can tell you that I've done it September, October, and November. And September paid me $300. October paid me $150.
Okay.
And then November paid me $250. And supposedly, and you can check sort of the estimated amount of what they think they're going to give you. And so in progress, Reels Play, approximate bonus, $434. So that's double than what I made last time.
That's starting to add up.
Yeah. So it helps pay this, the non-existent sound exchange that I'm not getting, right?
When do we find out for the next month? In like a week or
24th?
Something?
Usually we get it on the 24th. Like it's the 18th. Oh, Christmas Eve. That's true. Merry Christmas, lump of coal. So are you watching any Christmas shows? You doing any?
We started watching Arrested Development because
there's money in the banana stand, man.
Oh my God. We finished Malcolm in the Middle. So great. So great. And it's heartbreaking to let it go. I love the family and I want to check up on them. The kid, did you ever watch it?
No.
Okay. One of the younger kids the actor doesn't want anything to do with like reunions or anything. So it's like, it's a bummer. I mean, but totally understandable.
How many seasons?
Oh, they were seven seasons.
So that's plenty.
You saw them get completely grow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for like the oldest. Gotta,
I hope they bought land. It's like when I think of Amy Anderson's daughter, I hope I know that Amy's taking care of her daughter, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. So Michael Cera is in Arrested Development.
Oh, I was confusing Malcolm in the Middle. My bad.
Yeah. Malcolm in the Middle is Frankie Muniz. Mm. And then the other three are, but the one who plays the older brother is half brother to Danny Masterson, the rapist, but he's not a rapist. I guess his half is not rapey. The
nature versus nurture.
but anyway, so we're on to Arrested Development, and it's so funny. I watched it sporadically when it first aired. And
I watched it until it became my dad in jail. I could not do it. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I was like, there's money in the banana stand. And then we would have been the kind of people that would have burned the banana stand down. And yeah. Then he would have been like, I can't believe I told you. And you're like, well, we thought you meant the insurance money. So whatever.
That happened like in episode 2. So it seems like you dropped out immediately.
Immediately, my friend.
Okay.
Yes. I watched Iron Man 3, The Free Guy, and Deadpool 2. Those are the three movies I've watched in the last couple of days.
Jessica Walter says, I think this is, I'm probably not phrasing it correctly exactly, but she says, I don't understand the question and I refuse to answer it. Oh my God. So, and it's so many in jokes that, and stuff where I'm like, I don't think my son even knows what the fuck they're talking. Like, he doesn't know who George Michael is. That's the name of Sarah's character. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If I were to explain everything, I don't think he gets, we would just be pausing constantly, but the performances are so funny that you don't need to get every single joke if you don't want.
No, like there's just layers. That's the good thing. That was one of the great things about it. So what season are you on Arrested Development?
We just started. So we're season one.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. All right. So I read his webtoon. I want a helm, a backpack t-shirt. Always go to Tee Public. Put the art on there.
Okay.
I'll get one. It'll be fine. Yeah.
He's pretty excited about that. That's going okay. You know?
Good.
I had sporadic sets this week. I had sets. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate this time of year is hard. And when I'm I just feel loose and you know, I like to be contained in a little job, and I feel like everything, all my guts are sprawled all over the place.
Right. There's nothing tight holding you on any sort of, like, there's no bumpers, right?
Right. Exactly.
So
I feel good. It's not me.
It's been a while since you've been this loosey-goosey, so maybe ever.
Right.
Did you go from a day job to a writing job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like before I moved to New York, I was just a comic for years, but my job was to live at home with my parents. Like, all I had to do was make enough money for my car payment and insurance. And I think Kaiser, which was like nothing. And that was it. So I maybe had to make like $400 a month, and
which can be done on shitty stand-up pay.
Yeah, as a 90s feature, you could make $400 a month.
As a 2022 feature, you can still make $400 a month, sadly. Yeah,
it's
not
so
good.
Long.
Yeah.
Get you back. I'm watching Kyle do homework now. I don't know why.
Carry the three.
Oh, that's where I went wrong.
Where'd you go up?
Oh, I did a show last night. I did a Don't Tell in Orange County.
That's right.
Yeah, in Costa Mesa. That
such
was quite
a good show.
It was fun. It was quite a drive though. Like an hour and a half.
Oof.
Down and maybe like an hour back. Did some flapper shows. Hopefully they'll give me a video, because they had some pretty funny crowd work with a guy who was doing his insurance work in the front row on his iPhone.
Front row. Insurance. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Company. Friday night.
You got to be able to put your phone down, people.
Yeah. I had spots here and there, nothing, I'm just like, don't have a new chunk I'm super excited about. Like I have newish stuff and it's, now I'm tightening it up. So like now it was 2 minutes, now it's a minute, but it's working better, but it's like, all right.
Right. Now you have to write another 9 minutes. tonight, Sherman Oaks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Oaks Tavern, the three of us. With the
bread. Yeah. It's
like hotcakes, right?
Hotcakes with Emily Kirk.
I think that was a separate show. And I was like, all right, Kyle, I'll do your show, but I have to navigate through with my hotcake show. And then,
it's the same show. Unfortunately, it's a single show.
Just one set. And then Wednesday, we're doing the Hollywood Improv, the three of us.
Yeah.
As well, wow. Along with Jeannie Yashere. And a special guest, I cannot tell you who it is, but it's not that I can't tell you because it's some sexual predator that I want to surprise you with when you show up and Jeff Ross is there. But it's instead, it's just someone who has a very enthusiastic fan base and they would like to just do stand-up comedy.
Name.
So, I didn't tell you who's going to be there on Wednesday?
No.
Oh, yeah. Throw that in the chat.
So I'm feuding with?
Yeah, someone you
Fleming,
hate.
Obviously.
Obviously. I that's what it is. It's a standoff.
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good show.
Oh, isn't that great?
Real
bad.
Isn't
that amazing? So wait, Jeannie Yashere, this person.
Yes. Gina's amazing. I haven't seen her in a really long time.
That's what I said. Yeah. I asked Aisha Tyler too, but she's busy directing a feature.
Boo, come hang.
I was like, I'm so.
Yeah, is she still doing Bob Hart's?
She's not on Friends anymore. That's what I mostly know.
Oh, I'm talking about Gina.
Oh, yeah, she's still doing Bob's thing. Yeah.
Okay.
With Billy Gardell? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And then this one. Oh, my God. And so we're not allowed to say because their fan base is insane.
Right. Well, just some people are just a little over enthusiastic and it's just.
And they just want to low key do some stand up.
Yeah. And I want to low key fucking watch that.
Oh, me too. I'm going to be high key when I watch. I'll be so excited.
Performing in a phantom half mask as not to be recognized.
They will be performing normal. And, it's just, it's not, and it's not Maria because Maria's on hiatus till the end of January.
Yeah.
So, but super fun. It'll be a fun night of stand-up comedy at the Lab, 8:30, Wednesday night. Everyone should come. It only seats 60 people. So.
Guys, this is a good one.
Feel free to fill the room. And
know if you're not there.
I wonder who's in the main room that night too. I can see people doing.
Atsuko's doing the main room.
Oh, hey!
And I was going to ask her, but I kind of wanted to give everybody. I want each of you to do 10s, and I want the other two to do 15s because I want to do 30.
Yeah. Mm. Her HBS special is out, so guys,
Atsuko,
former comic of the week, and she has a really funny HBO special out, and it looks gorgeous too. She's wearing. Like this blue outfit and the background's like this, it's wavy and it reminds me of like a San Francisco a little bit, like a 1970s San Francisco kind of look.
It's gorgeous. The color schemes. I wear big earrings because of Atsuko now.
Oh, you do?
I bought big earrings because of Atsuko. Yeah, because we were working together in Austin.
Yeah.
And she had big earrings on. And I was like, maybe I'll be a person who wears big earrings.
Never too late.
That's what I'm told. I went to two holiday parties last night.
Okay.
Hi, hoping not to have any kind of disease. And the first one, I ran into a guy who used to do stand-up comedy. Very funny. Could never do it. Oh, Brian Gannon. And Brandon Gannon. Brothers. Okay. Brandon never did stand-up, but they were both... But I haven't seen Brian in over 15 years, so I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said to me was, he was like, is there some gray hair coming in there? Is that too much? Should I have not said that? And I said, yes, Brian, the aging process, it's inexorable. I can't. I can't fix it. And I tried to fix it when I was up at Solvang.
Yeah.
I took myself to the Indian casino again for a spa day.
Oh,
got a massage, yeah, and a facial, mm-hmm, and then played again. Each time I played blackjack twice, $100 each time, both times won $120 back. So essentially made enough to tip out the dealer and the valet guy. So
nice. I lost the Powerball.
Did you play again?
I play a lot, Jackie.
I did not.
Like many Americans.
Played.
Mm-hmm. I lost again. I am, so I've been posting more reels and stuff. And
yeah, I saw that.
And Anna Bianco, a comic, has been helping me with, she's been cutting up a few things for me. And
oh, good.
So somebody on TikTok said, oh, I didn't know Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing stand-up.
And then, Sally Jesse Raphael over here.
Someone else replied, I came here to say the same thing. I'm like, you fucking two can both go to hell because I look like Ann Coulter.
Exactly. They don't know who Ann Coulter is. So here's the good news about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's in her 30s. If not her 20s.
No, she's in her 40s. She is.
I think she's 11 or 12 years old, isn't she?
No, she does CrossFit, which only middle-aged people do. Nobody young does CrossFit. But I'm going to look at how old she is.
Well, how old is she? What's her name? Marjorie Shitbag? Taylor. Yeah, Taylor Greene, right?
Yes. Age.
Let's all find out. Hey, play along at home, Jackie and Laurie fans.
She's 48.
48. All right. Told you. Anyway, so
from hot yoga.
So Andy's cousin came and stayed with his mama for the week.
Okay.
And she does yoga. And I was like, well, get Chris to do fucking yoga. And she did not, but she's incredibly nice. Andy was like, well, let's hang out with her. And I was like, as much as I like her, let's run. run away. As much as I like both of them, let's go do nothing for a week and not.
Oh,
think
he
about
was trying
it.
To delay your vacation to Solvang to hang out
right, with his cousin.
He live with and his cousin. Okay.
I was like, and then when we came back, he was like, well, let's go hang out with them. And I said, again, yes, it's fine, but not for long. Because we have two parties to go to. We went to two parties. And then by 8:30, we were at the Hampton Inn in Burbank by the airport.
Oh.
Where we stayed overnight last night. And then we came and picked up his cousin and drove her to the airport this morning.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What a getaway, you two. The Hampton Inn at Burbank.
Well, we stayed at the Fancy Cork in Solvang.
Sure, yeah.
And then... who doesn't want Hilton points? I'm diamond.
Oh boy.
And but I'm diamond.
I've been very busy defending the Sussexes on the internet. I watched the documentary twice.
Is that Harry and Merkel? Who is that?
Okay.
I don't know who that. I don't care, but I am being polite enough to wonder. Who are
Prince
they?
Prince Harry. The son of Diana.
Yep.
And his wife, Meghan Markle, now the Duchess of Sussex. The Duke and the Duchess of Sussex.
Not Merkel. Markle. Okay.
No, it's not Merkel.
It's pronounced Urkel.
That's the former Chancellor of Germany, Angela.
That's right. Angela, not Angela.
Merkel.
Yeah. Yep.
Different person altogether.
Yes.
And the... very, very interesting arguments and deep dives from all angles on Twitter. And I've just been reading all of them and am quite obsessed.
Quite obsessed. Now, what's your Twitter take? I just deleted everything but my last week of tweets.
Interesting.
And I assume that I will be told to fuck off at any minute because you can't post TikTok or Facebook or Instagram links And I mentioned Mastodon, moving to Mastodon, and I got a pop-up that said, this is a sensitive topic, we're not going to post it. Mastodon, the other social media possibility. And then there was somebody who's like, you should go to Post News. And I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. I really
needed to be fixed.
I accidentally fell in love with Twitter.
Right.
I accidentally met a bunch of people that were smarter than me.
Yeah.
And blocked a bunch of people that were dumber than me and learned things and liked things. And now it's gone. And it's truly, truly irritating.
Yeah, it really is. Elon Musk is spiraling so quickly and deeply that I don't think this can, this can't last. Whatever he's doing, he can't last like this.
Famous last words, 45,000 NFTs, no doubt created by Lenza, the AI, were sold by Donald Trump this week because everyone has $99 for 20 minutes. How many years have we been saying this can't last with Donald Trump? They're going to have to figure. No, I know you're talking about Elon Musk, but I think Elon Musk has an even bigger safety net because he has at least $1 billion left, right?
What I'm saying is that he's allegedly the CEO of three companies. Each one needs somebody that's devoted to it exclusively. You can't rent. I don't even think you can do Tesla and SpaceX. Well, right? Tesla's not doing great. And people are adamantly, I will never buy a Tesla. I'm canceling my order. It's
people are selling.
Yeah. Well, Tesla shareholders are like, a couple of shareholders are like, this guy has got to sell Twitter. I don't know. It's weird. It's just whatever he's doing, it can't keep going at this rate. You know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. We're all just watching to see.
Well, and the true, I read an article, very powerful article about how it will do nothing but good to oligarchs in every single country if Twitter goes down.
Right.
So there is a vested interest money-wise in Twitter going down. And we'd all have to learn how to do Discord. Are you kidding me? I can do it if Carmen Morales talks me through it. That's when I can do Discord.
There are other, besides Mastodon is not Twitter. But
Hive has been useless to me.
Hive I already deleted. there's something called Spill that's supposedly some Twitter engineers are doing. I think something will rise up in its place.
Sure.
Maybe it'll be a better. It's weird how Twitter kind of just was an accident, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, in charge of who became the leader of the United States, basically. So it maybe it does need to go down and rebuilt with somebody else, you know, or other a different team. And we'll all be a little bit smarter when we join on, you know, and realize, you know, some of these accounts, this shit just can't be allowed. It's not, it's not just because they're allowed to say it legally. It doesn't mean you have to exist on a site with it. Like, you know.
Yeah, I've been triaging so many comments on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. My TikTok, the reels are popping on Instagram and not doing the giant numbers that they were doing. Now it's all, I have 20,000 new followers on Instagram.
Since when?
2 weeks ago.
Jeez, that's incredible.
But I only have 300 new followers on TikTok. And I put the exact same clips up.
Yeah.
So I'm at 130,000 on TikTok and I'm at 65,000 on Instagram. Wow. But I don't know how or what I'm doing right or wrong. Right.
Well, I don't even have a reasonable percentage of those numbers on either of those platforms. So to me, incredible.
Well, and was I talking to? Oh, someone was telling me that in China, they have the TikTok is locked in China. You can't be on it for more than 40 minutes per 24 hours.
Wow.
But only within China.
Interesting.
Because they don't want people on for a million years, right?
Right. They don't, they want Americans doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Often not working.
Exactly. Any other country, do whatever you want. The Chinese, we gotta do it. Hey, let's take a break.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna McLeod.
And I'm Alexis B. Preston.
And we host a show called Comfort Creatures, the show for every animal lover, be it a creature of scales, six legs, fur, feathers, or fiction. Comfort Creatures is a show for people who prefer their friends to have paws instead of hands.
Unless they are raccoon hands, that is okay.
That is absolutely okay, yeah.
Yes. Every Thursday, we will be talking to guests about their pets, learning about pets in history, art, and even fiction. Plus, we'll discover differences between pet ownership across the pond. It's going to be a hoot on Maximum Fun.
And let's do our comic of the week.
Comic of the week. I just worked there last night in Costa Mesa. Von DiCarlo. V-O-N-D-E-C-A-R-L-O. Von DiCarlo.
What's her Instagram? Funny.
Yeah. That's it, at Von DiCarlo. And she was a New Yorker for like 20 years and has just moved out to the Bay Area, to L.A. And so she's getting acclimated, but she's on the road a lot.
That's neat.
It's for Godfrey a lot, which is...
Oh, cool.
Sold out houses. That must be fun. But yeah, she's very funny.
I sent in my avails to the stand. I got a list of hat stores and hippie crystal shops that do stand up in New York. Mm-hmm. That this week I'm gonna work on getting booked in New York because I'll be there the 8th through the 18th of January. And
where are you staying?
In Brooklyn. It's I'm staying. Oh, you remember. Yeah, you remember.
That lady's house?
That's it.
Yes. Nice.
Should be real nice. Pretty psyched about it. Very sweet. Yeah. And though of course Brooklyn's hard for me to get around. Andy bought me as a Christmas gift. I could see the Music Man with Hugh Jackman.
Nice. Yep. That
and I'm going to go with my friend from college, Jenny Bergman. He bought tickets for both of us. And that'll be neat. Because Hugh Jackman's, he's almost done playing the Music Man. It's the last 2 weeks of the run. We'll be there.
Cool.
And so that'll be really cool. But I'm doing, like, I'm gone all of January. I don't know. I don't know what it'll mean for him and his mom, but I'm going to Comedy Castle and then New York and then Sioux Falls and then Rooster Teeth.
Nice. I pitched a radio show to an entity. Let me see. And then they pitched back something else where I was like, oh, interesting. And so this is all just very vague shit, but,
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I'm trying to keep throwing ideas out there.
That's it. That's it. Irons, fire.
Collecting no's. No thank yous.
Thank you very much. No.
Or no response.
Yeah. It was interesting. Throckmorton pinged me about doing a Tuesday. I sent back that I could not do that Tuesday, but I gave her three other Tuesdays. Heard nothing. A week or two went by. I sent three more Tuesdays and still nothing. So she's only booking a week out. And so it's just, you know, doing it as she goes. She probably isn't booking it that far out.
Yeah.
Or so, calm down.
Like she just needed you for that one Tuesday, but
she had a dream or she had an idea.
You're a lot of people's dream, Jackie.
When I think about it, I have a couple new. I'm looking forward to set tonight at Oaks because I haven't gone up again in over a week.
Right?
Do I even do stand-up comedy? Do I?
It feels like no if I've taken
a whole week off. It feels brutal.
I only had 3 nights last week and I feel like I earned comedy.
Right. It's a pity. So oh, and then we're doing the December 26th. I'm going to work on that tomorrow as well. Yeah. I'm putting a flyer together and I'm getting a Zoom link for all the powers that be.
Yes.
And then you can throw out some ideas of people who might want to do the show.
Okay.
Yeah, super fun.
Michelle Obama has a new book out, and every interview I've seen with her, she just talks about how hard marriage is.
Oh, shit.
Sounds like Barack Obama was just not there. And it was like she had two kids and she's got a degree. I think she went to Princeton, right? He went to Harvard. She went to Princeton. Like they're intellectually equals. And she was his boss, right? Or she was like a higher up at the company that he came into. And then they got married and now all of a sudden she's doing all the parenting. It's really funny because like she'll do an interview where she's like, marriage, it's really hard. You just got to stick with it. And all the comments are like, why? Why? Because even now, like when it's good, she's still talking about those 10 years where she fucking did everything and her husband was off getting ready to be, you know, president, doing that. It was very interesting too.
Yeah, how old are the kids? Got to be in college now, right?
Malia's graduated, and I think Sasha may have graduated, or Sasha went to Michigan, right? And then Malia went to Harvard, so Sasha's probably close to that.
Yeah, so she spent the last 20 years raising them, and he spent the last 20 years being in politics.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, she looks, it's weird. She just, you know how she was probably for a million reasons, very careful. Like she always seemed very careful and planned when she was first lady. Mm-hmm. And she's a lot more relaxed. Like even her facial expressions are just more, it's not like she seems very still, like unnaturally still, like maybe, you know, she just sort of adopted that persona because she needed to as first lady, but now she just seems a lot more normal. It's interesting.
Right. Right.
You totally tuned out.
I did. Well, you started talking about the lives of the rich and famous when I was trying to figure out the name of a comic that I want to have comic of the week one day.
Okay.
And I found her name. So I win. Okay. And everybody else got to hear the great Obama story.
Not everything's a competition. I know you're Elliot's daughter and you're always trying to crush me on every podcast. But you know what? Take a break sometimes.
I'm doing your brain. I'm doing your head. I'm crushing your tiny head, your tiny head. And my brother Scott, his birthday is Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it's not cool. It's not fun. And every 5 years or so, I remember that. And so this year I remembered that and I called him and I was like, hey, what do you want for your birthday or Christmas? And he goes, socks. I'm like, oh, you're so exciting. You're 60. Yeah.
I would love some socks.
Well, don't say it out loud. You're about to get socks.
Today. So dad had that same overlooked birthday his entire life, and my son's is right next to Halloween, so you know,
right? So
our July birthdays, we really are killing it, except
we're killing it
school parties or anything like that.
Right, no school parties, but also did not have to bring like cupcakes for everybody.
Right. Yeah,
you know how that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got him some socks, and then I got him one of the nonfiction books that I've read. I've read four nonfiction books, I realized, in the last 10 years, 8 years.
Yeah.
And that's Splendid in the Vile, which is Eric Larson.
I'm listening to that right now.
It's excellent and full of hope, kind of because of how, yeah.
Well, it's so, I have to listen like two or three more times. I'm going to have to keep checking it out of the library.
Oh, and just, okay.
I'm renting it on Libby via Libby, but gosh, it's really good. It's so good.
Come out? No. He's had a book out since, actually. You know, he writes both fiction and nonfiction. Okay. And this, he wrote that, the one about the serial killers in Chicago.
Devil in the White City.
Devil in the White City.
That's just one serial killer.
Right, the first serial killer or something, right? That was
right.
Recorded.
The guy who worked out of the World's Fair.
And yeah. I think that's nonfiction, right, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's nonfiction.
Yeah. Okay. But he also wrote some fiction, I thought.
Wow. Well, yeah, that book's great. It's about Churchill's that time during the Blitz. My God. I just
read
a chapter where everyone's horny. They're like
everyone's horny. And that's what I loved about it was that it's not from Churchill's perspective. It's not from his point of view. It's the letters and diaries and journals from everyone around him.
Yeah, right.
And they talk about his speeches and how encouraging and inspiring and how uplifting they were. But they also talk about how crazy it was and how they all tried to live their lives.
Yeah.
And it genuinely reminds me of our lives today. It really does. And it gives me some hope that, I mean, not that there's another Churchill out there, but there's probably another Churchill, because when you look at him as a person, he was a bit of a skid, right? The dude was not great.
Jackie, in today's parlance, highly problematic. But.
Yes, in today's parlance, highly he would be. Oh, my God. Two more comics. Two more comics, speaking of highly problematic.
Oh, yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a reveal. And then, is this your card? Or is this your dick?
Listen, it's so funny to me that, like, you and me, comics of our generation, we all just were like, that's just the way they are.
Yes.
Get on.
I was like, good for you for piping up. These two women who were like, this is bullshit. I'm not.
Like, fuck that. And then put it on Twitter. That's astonishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't make that leap. You know what I mean? Like, it's not in me. But I do love watching it.
That was the other guy, Kyle. I showed you the first guy this afternoon. Yes. But that was the other guy
watching it on Twitter. Oh my God.
It was great. It imploded into itself and they responded defensively. Both of them responded. Yes. And you're like, well, I thought you wanted it. And the other one, that's not true. And you're like,
oh my God.
I've been around the guy that I typed.
Right.
Every time I see that guy, I turn around. I'm just like,
he's very loud.
He's just obnoxious.
Unpleasant.
So I haven't experienced him suggesting that I'm so funny that he would want to rape me. But
other ladies have.
But other ladies have. And all I know is that every time, I mean, I think he just looks at me and sees this. Like he doesn't, there's nothing. Yeah, like
we're over 30. And so there's that those kind of comics that are just like they immediately you can see them separating us and putting us in a closet. So
they're just like, is there a way I can shut her up?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So can I get her stage time? You cannot have my stage time.
Is that guy. And then it was just.
And then
like,
the younger guy who was just gross. And that, because that guy's in his 30s too. I mean, the older guy's our age, but the younger guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The younger guy is what makes you think?
I'm like, I'm raising a man. What are men, what are they up to? Why? What's happening? Why? Here's what I don't understand. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying, after we saw what happened with Louis, we all saw it. The world saw it. To me, if you're a guy who likes to do that, you go, hey, you know what? This could harm me indefinitely if I do it and get caught. So either does part of your brain go, I'm not going to get caught? I guess that's it. Because otherwise you'd go, I'm not going to do that.
Or they look at Louis' fan base and they're like, he's still working. This might be fun in the moment, and he's still working. And
or no one learns from history, so we're doomed to it.
That is, of course, a fact, sadly. But yeah, it does. And there's so many, like, when you think about it, there's just a lot of guys who don't do that, right? But yes, there are. There are many.
I haven't been out there, Jackie. I don't know. I'm just assuming the worst.
They don't get booked for shows as much.
Right, they're not working as much. And but I think.
Yeah, a lot of drama.
Yeah, a lot of drama. A lot of drama.
Holiday drama. You know, we're trying to celebrate Christ's alleged birth, and we got all these jerking off comics. Come on, fellas, put it back in your pants for the holidays. Put it in a Christmas stocking. And
you want to see some winter solstice? Let's do this. Okay, let's take a break.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Dr. Sydney McElroy.
That is true.
It's important in this context because we host a medical history podcast called
Sawbones.
Oh, I thought we should have worked on that.
Sawbones.
Sawbones isn't afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, are vaccines as safe and reliable as they want us to believe?
Yes.
Do I have to get a flu shot?
Yes.
Okay. Is science a miracle?
No.
We have a lot of great history for you and a lot of laughs. And sometimes the history is so bad that there's no laughs. But
you'll learn something. You'll feel something.
It's always Sawbones.
That's right.
Every week on MaximumFun.org.
And we're back. Lori Kilmartin, what are your dreams for 23?
I want a guild writing job.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I wish I could give you that for Christmas. That'd be a treat.
Mm-hmm. My big goal is to just be able to stay here through my son's high school graduation. That's what I'm trying to do.
Another 3 years, right?
And we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't want to.
Is this his freshman year?
Sophomore.
Okay, so he's got two more years.
Super tight with his swim and water polo team. And it's just like, okay, this is no matter what, hell or high water, or, you know, whatever. We stay here no matter what. But, yeah. You know, it's been over a year of living off of road work, which is really, nuts.
Yeah, here. Yeah. No, I'm here.
I know,
yeah.
But you also have a second. I don't have a second earner. I have a second taker.
Right. Yes. Right. So, you're holding up this tree fort all by yourself. Yes, yeah. Yes, entirely different. Yeah.
So hopefully 2023 is the year where that can change. But also it's kind of like a grim time for everybody in show business right now. Stand up is its own thing, performing it's its own thing, road work and stuff, but like the Writers Guild might be striking soon, which is gonna like kill everything. And we'll probably get a strike because we're trying to get more money from streamers, and they're going to fight that hard. You know, we didn't have to strike with packaging against the agents because they ended up negotiating and stuff. But this one is going to be, I feel like it's going to be nasty because they're going to try to keep every penny, you know, but writer's rooms are like, they're short. And it's hard to get, there's not much work. There's not enough work. And so it's rough out there already without a strike. And it's about to be rougher. That's all. Yeah. I don't know. 2022 was actually kind of grim.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Right. All we can do is keep plugging. Yeah. And I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like I have. So I recorded in Madison.
Okay.
There are now clips of those sets to be made into tracks to be sent to the radio station or XM. But I have to listen to them and okay them. That's another task tomorrow.
You're not going to take 2.5 years to do it like I did?
No. Okay. But what I'm not going to do, which is what I did with Staycation, is listen to all five sets.
Okay.
I should listen to all five sets and pull tracks from all five sets. But I'm not, it turns out. But I have been sent all five sets, so I could listen to them. And if I can stand 5 hours, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to the tracks that were cut for me. And if I can okay them, and then I listen to the other four sets or the rest of that Saturday first show, because that's where they were pulled mostly from, because the audience was the biggest.
Right.
And it popped the best, as you could imagine. Well,
you listen, you get the ones that you pulled, and you just go, if one of them sounds, you know, like a B plus, and you can just listen for that chunk in one of your other sets and see if it can beat it. That's it.
Right. And if I like all of them, I can listen to other four other chunks in the rest of the other sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it where it's not that.
Where it isn't quite as painful. So
this is material that's already been on albums.
Yes.
And you're resubmitting it because they're not.
They will never play those albums again.
Why?
My five albums. Sirius XM. Because they were part of the Spoken Giants lawsuit.
But you signed the thing to take your name off of it, right?
Yes.
So they should be.
Eventually.
Back into rotation.
You would think.
Do you have anyone finding out, like, have your various record producers looked into why the albums that they produced aren't back in rotation yet?
I believe I asked, might have been given an answer, but I don't have that answer.
You have a couple different, right? You have Dan, you have Dominic.
Self. Right? Yeah. No, self-produced and Dan.
Okay. All right. So
four albums and then 800 Pump.
So the ones that you self-produced, those are the ones you're replicating and putting on a different label?
I own the masters on four of my albums.
Okay.
Staycation is owned by 800 for these 3 years or 5 years. And then, so I re-recorded some old jokes. Mm-hmm. And some Staycation stuff could also go. Because it can't pause, because it's never going to be aired. So,
they started a second record company, a second label. Did you move your stuff onto that label, that your 800 pound label?
Did you?
Yeah, as far as I know. Now, I don't know if they're playing it. I'll find out in a week, I guess.
So you talked to 800 about moving Corset to their secondary?
Yeah, or Bruce did.
Label? Or yeah. Bruce did?
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to try to submit it as?
I think that's the deal.
That's the idea. That's the deal. Well, and I know Jack from 800, from XM Sirius, has started a production company where he is doing specials and albums now. He's the guy who does programming.
Okay.
He will have content any minute now. So Kate, I know that some people, yeah, you would imagine. I have two mm-hmm. words.
Yeah. Type some thoughts.
I'm gonna type. here's my thought.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's yeah. Right. Remember that guy who had a seminar?
Yes.
so that's it felt like I was riffing off of your thought.
Oh, I thought he was involved in the
okay. Oh no. No, he's dead to us. He's dead
to us. For sure.
Yeah, that guy, he's the Kyle Cease of mm-hmm. Anyway, so who took himself up. Kyle did. But of Shanda.
Yeah. Yeah. He took himself out of stand-up and put himself in money. Is he still doing that thing? I looked and I did not see.
His website does not seem current. Like he might have made a Scrooge McDuck pile of money.
Yeah, maybe
and then moved to an island off of Vietnam. We don't know. Maybe he has like his own bouncy house. What do you know, Kyle?
Don't. I'm okay. Just pontificating on that too.
Okay, so I saw the move of your microphone, and I was like,
yeah, wanted to make sure. You guys seemed like there was a joke coming, so I wanted to make sure that the laugh mic was ready.
Oh man.
No, I got
you guys want the conscious thought there. Sometimes I try to feel I'm like, all right, it's quiet. We're going to get a joke.
No jokes.
There's a rhythm.
I put Kyle Cease in the same category as Buzz Sutherland, where do you remember Buzz?
I don't. That's San Francisco guy, I think, right?
No. Missouri, St. Louis. He was a college act for decades, and he did a Donald Duck impression, and he wore a sweater with Donald Duck on it, and these fucking moron college kids loved it. Now, I don't criticize Buzz. I'm like, you know what? Congratulations.
This is where we part ways, friend. This is where you can say fucking moron college kids, and I say fucking moron Buzz.
Nice guy, and he made a ton of money. He was not a creep.
Nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy in the world, I bet. He
made a ton of money, and Donald Duck
jokes, wearing a sweater. Don't want any part of it. Yeah. Watch, have you ever been boxed in? Have you ever been boxed in at a party by someone who was so boring that you want to kill yourself? That's got to be Buzz for me.
It's not. I don't understand these attacks on a guy. I was just saying somebody figured out a way to make
you just attacked an entire college NACA system. I attacked one guy specifically about a sweater.
Yeah, and I did the right thing and you did the wrong thing. Okay.
Let me just type a couple of names into the chat here and tell you that I once got boxed in by these two guys.
Oh, and Jesus Christ.
And I almost took my own life.
Yeah, right.
You don't know the second one?
No.
Okay, well, think of the first one.
Right, and double them?
But slower.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Slower talker. Yeah. There's no justice. Well, there's no peace.
Again, these names have nothing to do with the delightful Buzz Sutherland. I can get back to this. I imagine made a shitload of money. Invested it properly. He stayed in the Midwest where life is affordable and he's probably living like a king.
Missouri isn't the Midwest.
And I hope he is.
How about I take a point also the fact that Missouri isn't the Midwest? It's the West.
Oh, it's not. It's not. Jackie,
it feels, yeah. It's not. It can't be the Midwest. It can't be the Midwest. Not, I think of one corridor.
West, it's the South, but it's not the West.
It is not the Midwest. This is what we know, except for that they might consider themselves the Midwest.
Jackie, you're from the Midwest. You're allowed to say it's not the Midwest, but I'm from the West and it's not the West.
That makes two of us and keep it out.
Yeah, thank you.
Both halves of the state reject.
Thank you.
North and South or side to side. All right, let's talk about Modesto, you guys. Are the people of Modesto particularly modest? What do you think?
Oh my God.
I'm trying to fill some time here. I don't know what to tell
you. With Marcella, who's from Modesto, I will be replaying this conversation to her so she can attack you.
Let's also book that for the Patreon people. And I think we already did.
We did. It's already. Oh,
we're going to record it. We have a date. Now,
like,
okay.
Like you just thought of it. We already have this book.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm constantly working. Actually, I wasn't working at all. I did write. I didn't pull my notebook out. I only brought one pen, and I couldn't find it most of the week that I was up in Solvang. I have a new punchline for my thinking about comedy. Sex joke, and yeah. I have a new premise that is so big that I should possibly get a PhD and just write a thesis. There should just be a dissertation. I really shouldn't even try because it's so fucking, it's too big. It's about loneliness and being alone. Who doesn't, the comedy of
what
loneliness.
What do you know about that? You're married and you live with an 82
that's
year old.
That's right.
Not alone.
76 and yes and the projecting
my own life
and, yes exactly and but I will say that it's how could I be lonely? It's about right. It's the theory yeah. is you're just like if you're surrounded by people Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I was the youngest of six and I was a lonely child. There should have been no loneliness. There was certainly no aloneness because I shared a room. We had a bunk bed.
It had been quiet. I doubt there's not a quiet Cation. Is that correct? Am I correct?
Scott Cation, quiet Cation. But that's because he had epilepsy. Right.
Yeah.
And and so he took a lot of Valium and phenobarbital. And then and he had seizures. So it made him a little spookier than your average Cation. And he's funny. He's still smart. He's very smart. And but he is quiet. And his sense of humor comes from a place that I blame the phenobarbital. Like, sometimes it's like, it can be like Russ and my brother Terry can do a little bit of a meaner joke sometimes. Yeah. And that's Scott a little bit. Phil and I were just golden retrievers. But and Darla could be mean, chooses not to be. That's what we love about Darla Cation.
Darla, we love Darla. Darla is you if you had chose a better profession. Like, you can always see a smarter version of yourself by just FaceTiming your sister.
We can close on that.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.